Luke, the doctor who shared the story of Jesus, wrote another book for his friend Theophilus. This one is called The Book of Acts. Why? Well, because it records the acts or activities of those who helped spread the message of Jesus. After Jesus rose from the dead and went up to heaven, more and more people began following him. It started in the city of Jerusalem, but then it spread all over the Roman Empire. Near the beginning of Acts, God's Holy Spirit comes to the disciples in Jerusalem, and the church is born. Then, followers of Jesus spread to the area around Jerusalem. They started reaching out to non-Jewish people called Gentiles. Then, followers of Jesus take the good news even farther, all the way to the Roman province of Asia. They keep going until they reach Europe. Finally, they reached the capital city, Rome, the most powerful city in the world. And so God's invitation is extended to people all over. After listening to the story of Acts, go online with a parent and find a map showing the Roman Empire during the 1st century A.D. See if you can locate some of the places you hear about in this story. You could even print the map and draw a circle around Jerusalem. Then, bigger circles around Palestine, the province of Asia, and Europe, so you can see for yourself just how far the good news about Jesus spread in a few years' time.
The apostles returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. It is almost a mile from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Peter, John, James, and Andrew were there. Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew were there too. So were James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all came together regularly to pray. The women joined them too. So did Jesus' mother Mary and his brothers. The day of Pentecost came. The believers all gathered in one place. Suddenly, a sound came from heaven. It was like a strong wind blowing. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like tongues of fire. The flames separated and settled on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in languages they had not known before. The Spirit gave them the ability to do this. Godly Jews from every country in the world were staying in Jerusalem. A crowd came together when they heard the sound. They were bewildered because they each heard the believers speaking in their own language. The crowd was really amazed. They asked, "Aren't all these people from Galilee? Why then do we each hear them speaking in our own native language?" They were amazed and bewildered. They asked one another, "What does this mean?" But some people in the crowd made fun of the believers. "They've had too much wine," they said. Then Peter stood up with the 11. In a loud voice, he spoke to the crowd. "My Jewish friends," he said, "let me explain this to you. All of you who live in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I say. You think these people are drunk, but they aren't. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, here is what the prophet Joel meant. He said, 'In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Holy Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit, even on those who serve me, both men and women. When I do, they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above. I will show miraculous signs on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark. The moon will turn red like blood. This will happen before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.' Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man who had God's approval. God did miracles, wonders, and signs among you through Jesus. You yourselves know this. Long ago, God planned that Jesus would be handed over to you. With the help of evil people, you put Jesus to death. You nailed him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead. He set him free from the suffering of death. It wasn't possible for death to keep its hold on Jesus. When the people heard this, their hearts were filled with shame. They said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter replied, "All of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then your sins will be forgiven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children. It is also for all who are far away. It is for all whom the Lord our God will choose." Peter said many other things to warn them. He begged them, "Save yourselves from these evil people." Those who accepted his message were baptized. About 3,000 people joined the believers that day. The believers studied what the apostles taught. They shared life together. They broke bread and ate together, and they prayed. Everyone felt that God was near. The apostles did many wonders and miraculous signs. All the believers were together. They shared everything they had. They sold what they owned. They gave each other everything they needed. Every day they met together in the temple courtyard. In their homes they broke bread and ate together. Their hearts were glad and honest and true. They praised God. They were respected by all the people. Every day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the time for prayer. A man, unable to walk, was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful. He had been that way since he was born. Every day, someone put him near the gate. There, he would beg from people going into the temple courtyards. He saw that Peter and John were about to enter, so he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, and so did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man watched them closely. He expected to get something from them. Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and helped him up. At once the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. He went with Peter and John into the temple courtyards. He walked and jumped and praised God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. They recognized him as the same man who used to sit and beg at the temple gate called Beautiful. They were filled with wonder. They were amazed at what had happened to him. The beggar was holding on to Peter and John. All the people were amazed. They came running to them at Solomon's porch. When Peter saw this, he said, "People of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us? We haven't made this man walk by our own power or godliness. The God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has done this. He has brought glory to Jesus, who serves him. But you handed Jesus over to be killed. Pilate had decided to let him go, but you spoke against Jesus when he was in Pilate's court. You spoke against the holy and blameless one. You asked for a murderer to be set free instead. You killed the one who gives life. But God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. This man whom you see and know was made strong because of faith in Jesus' name. Faith in Jesus has healed him completely. You can see it with your own eyes." All the believers were agreed in heart and mind. They didn't claim that anything they had was their own. They shared everything they owned. With great power, the apostles continued their teaching. They gave witness that the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead, and they were greatly blessed by God. There were no needy persons among them. From time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them. They brought the money from the sales. They put it down at the apostles' feet. It was then given out to anyone who needed it. A man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira also sold some land. He kept part of the money for himself. Sapphira knew he had kept it. He brought the rest of it and put it down at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, "Ananias, why did you let Satan fill your heart? He made you lie to the Holy Spirit. You have kept some of the money you received for the land. Didn't the land belong to you before it was sold? After it was sold, you could have used the money as you wished. What made you think of doing such a thing? You haven't lied to just anyone. You've lied to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. All who heard what had happened were filled with fear. Some young men came and wrapped up his body. They carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, the wife of Ananias came in. She didn't know what had happened. Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias sold the land for?" "Yes," she said, "that's the price." Peter asked her, "How could you agree to test the spirit of the Lord? Listen, you can hear the steps of the men who buried your husband. They are at the door. They will carry you out also." At that very moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in. They saw that Sapphira was dead. So they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. The whole church and all who heard about these things were filled with fear. The apostles did many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. All the believers used to meet together at Solomon's porch. No outsider dared join them, but the people thought highly of them. More and more men and women believed in the Lord. They joined the other believers. So people brought those who were sick into the streets. They placed them on beds and mats. They hoped that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he walked by. Crowds even gathered from the towns around Jerusalem. They brought their sick. They also brought those who were suffering because of evil spirits. All of them were healed. In those days, the number of believers was growing. The Jews who followed Greek practices complained against the Jews who followed only Jewish practices. They said that the widows of men who followed Greek practices were not being taken care of. They weren't getting their fair share of food each day. So the 12 gathered all the believers together. They said, "It wouldn't be right for us to give up teaching God's word in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 of your men. They must be known as men who are wise and full of the Holy Spirit. We will turn this important work over to them. Then we can give our attention to prayer and to teaching the word." This plan pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen. He was full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, and Parmenas were chosen too. The group also chose Nicholas from Antioch. So God's word spread. The number of believers in Jerusalem grew quickly. Also, a large number of priests began to obey Jesus' teachings.